Man, they really are overthinking this whole thing. That's called efflorescence. It is a type of growth. It comes from concrete that has some kind of moisture issue in it. I would assume that underneath there somewhere, I would start to look at maybe a drain line being 1972 that might be broken and making a wet spot under the slab, which is making the moisture migrate to the top and get that growth going. But it's nothing you have to do all these burn tests and stuff on. It's that's very common in concrete
Efflorescence. I'd be concerned if it was coming up in my living room. I mean, I understand his concern.
Well, no, it's just all those tests they did. These guys, if they're mold testers, should have known right off up top. That's efflorescence. It's very, very, very common. There's no reason to go through a bunch, you know, pay somebody a bunch of money to figure out why. But you need to figure out why, where the water's coming from.
And it's not a fault with the concrete. It's just it's something that it's acting on the concrete.
Yeah, some concrete will grow more than others when it starts to get wet and stay saturated, but it's not from 1970s. It's not going to be an issue with concrete. There's some kind of water issue going on there, whether it's drainage or your drain lines or something going on, sprinkler system overwatering in a spot, something like that.